Hey there, Mama, and welcome back to the Moms Overcoming Overwhelm podcast, episode number 117. I'm Emily McDermott, and I am here beside you on this journey as we work together to declutter your home, head, and heart. Perhaps you've heard the term mental load of motherhood, or perhaps the invisible load, which is what we carry when we are responsible for so many of the things having to do with our family and the management of our home. Well, today I am going to be talking to you about the five-step process I use to declutter that mental load so that I can more effectively spend my time on the things that actually move the needle and help me feel less overwhelmed. And in true Emily McDermott fashion, they are going to be the five B's. So make sure that you grab a notebook and pen. Hey there, Mama. Are you tired of all the stuff crowding your home, calendar, and mind? Do you wish you could say goodbye to the endless to-do list running around in your head? Want to declutter but don't know where to start? You're in the right place. Welcome to Moms Overcoming Overwhelm, where you will find proven and practical solutions to declutter your home, head, and heart. Hi, I'm Emily, a wife, boy mom, and simplicity seeker. I struggled to get pregnant and felt overwhelmed until I discovered decluttering could create the physical and emotional space I needed to become a mom. Now, two kids later, I've transformed my life and motherhood by developing simple systems around decluttering, capsule wardrobes, kid stuff, cleaning and tidying, meal planning, time management, and more, and I can't wait to share them with you. If you're ready to reclaim the time and energy you crave, be present with your kids, and finally enjoy the life and motherhood you so deserve, let's kick overwhelm to the curb, shall we? Grab your lukewarm coffee, your notebook and pen, and clear off some counter space. Let's do this. Just a reminder that we have bi-weekly decluttering challenges in the Facebook group, which is at tinyurl.com/momsovercomingoverwhelm. And I'm also going to be starting a monthly Q&A program. So if you want to get your questions about decluttering and simplifying answered by me, make sure you join the group. Okay, I hope you have that notebook and pen, because again, this is very tactical today. We are going to go through this five-step system. All of them begin with a letter B, because I just love doing that. And step number one is to brainstorm your responsibilities that affect your mental load. Now, I brainstormed and came up with 15 things. Oh my goodness. And I'm going to list them in hopes that it might help you. Feel free to steal my list if you like, and you might have other things too. So here we go. Number one, meal planning and meal prepping, cooking, including grocery shopping, food and beverage storage, and also inventory. In other words, knowing what you have before you get five of them at the grocery store. Number two, other household item inventory, such as paper products, cleaning products, personal care, household decor, and so on. Number three, clothing, book, toy, and craft inventory for kids. Number four, clothing and personal item inventory for ourselves. Number five, laundry and chores. Number six, medical and related appointments for kids, such as their checkups, haircuts, and so forth. Number seven, medical and related appointments for ourselves, checkups, haircuts, etc. Number eight, medications and supplements for us and our kids. Number nine, birthdays and other gift-giving occasions for friends, family, and kids' friends, cards, gifts, and so on. Number 10, logistical planning and scheduling of family activities, after-school activities for the kids, sports, church functions, camps, volunteering activities. Number 11, finances, such as paying bills, budgeting, file organization, travel planning, so forth. Number 12, taking care of our cars, like service appointments and so forth. Number 13, home projects inside and outside our home and anything that requires long-term planning. Number 14, oh yeah, the actual care of our children. Any kind of routines or logistics that are happening within the home. And last, but certainly not least, but sometimes it feels like it, our work and our own personal relationships. Wow. Well, maybe that's not an exhaustive list, but that will get you started. And you can list out everything that comes to mind, that invisible load that you are carrying with all of the stuff that we have to take care of as moms. Number two is to brain dump What is in your mind right now based upon this brainstorm list? So again, we're going to list everything out that we can think of, no judgment. Like for example, I would write down that over spring break camp, I left my son's fleece at the place where he had the camp and I need to go pick up the fleece. Like all of those kind of little annoying things in the back of our brains. Have to make my eye appointment. You can tell that I need to do this myself. So you want to brain dump everything. And then we move on to step number three, which is to bucket tasks using the Eisenhower matrix, otherwise known as the Eisenhower box. I am linking to a fantastic article by James Clear in the show notes today. And if you're a visual person, there's actually the Eisenhower box in there, but it's named after Dwight Eisenhower, the 34th president of the US. And there are four quadrants. This is also known as the urgent, important matrix as well. So whether something is important and urgent, which is do, important and not urgent, decide, not important and urgent, delegate, not important, not urgent, delete. And what you want to do is you want to look through those tasks that you have brainstormed and put them in each of these quadrants. So anything that goes under do are things that need to be done by you today. So maybe that's sending an email, maybe that is making an appointment and calling to, for example, for me, set up my eye appointment. Maybe it is picking up, dropping off my kids, you know, having to cook my dinner, those types of things. Decide are things that we're going to schedule it for later. So maybe that would be that tomorrow I can go ahead and call to make a hair appointment. I'm going to call my brother tomorrow to ask about what my sister-in-law wants for her birthday, any kind of planning for maybe vacation or camps coming up. And then we have delegate, which is something that can be done by someone else. So perhaps I had in my do quadrant grocery shopping. Well, do I need to do that? No, I can schedule a pickup. So instead, I would move that to delegate that I need to make sure that I can schedule the pickup, but the grocery shopping is going to be done by someone else. Also, can our kids help with some chores today? You know, can they be picking things up more than we do? That might be something that we put in delegate. And then delete are things that we just don't need to have on there at all. And that might be something that we're going to take off our calendar that we thought it'd be really fun to go to this festival, but it's going to be too much on that day because we have several soccer games, for example. Or maybe we're looking at some aspirational clutter in our home about some projects we never completed, and we recognize like, hey, I think I'm going to declutter that aspirational stuff from my house. That is deleting that from your to-dos. And the fourth B is to batch. So after we have deleted things we don't need to do, delegated what we can, and decided how we're going to schedule things, we're going to look at our do quadrant and we're going to see what tasks can be batched and paired with others. And I use the Thriving in Motherhood planner for this, which there'll be a link in the show notes, because Jessica, who created the planner, does a great job having these context-based to-dos. So for example, I know on Tuesdays, I drop off the compost and recycling in the same spot, and then I go to Costco, and I've already scheduled my grocery pickup for on the way back from Costco. So that's an example of how I batch on Tuesdays. Or maybe I'm going to cook chicken in the slow cooker, and I'm going to make two servings for the family so that I can have shredded chicken for tacos and barbecue chicken later in the week. Or I know that I have phone calls to make and I can plan to do that in the car, maybe when I'm going on the way to Costco. So the Thriving in Motherhood planner is one that I use all the time to be able to see where those tasks can be batched. And the fifth and final step in our 5B system is to block. And that means to use time blocks. And if you've been around here any length of time, you know I use the 5-block system from Chelsea Joe's Systemize Your Life. I'm going to link in the show notes to her time blocking workbook, which is free. But pretty much we're making sure that everything has a place in our week, including our non-negotiables, any kind of recurring tasks, and also some of these to-dos. You can actually have one or two to-do blocks within your schedule so we can do these things like making phone calls for my medical appointments or doing paper processing or those types of things. And the five blocks are your morning routine, AM routine, work or your day routine if you're not working, PM and evening routine. And so definitely check out that workbook because it will help you to be able to plug in all the things that we need to do as well as things we need to schedule later in the week into the proper place. And so there you have it when it comes to all the things that we have to do, those 15 plus things, and I'm sure many more, that is the mental load, the invisible load of motherhood. You can follow these five steps. Number one, brainstorm your responsibilities that affect your mental load. Number two, brain dump what's in your mind right now based upon this brainstorm list. Number three, bucket tasks using the Eisenhower matrix. Number four, batch similar tasks from your do quadrant in the matrix. And number five, use five block system in order to know what you need to do when. On Thursday, we're going to be talking to Deanna Yates from the Wanna Be Clutter Free podcast, all about digital decluttering, including files, emails, photos, and more. So I can't wait to see you back here on Thursday. Bye for now. If you like today's podcast, here's what you can do. Just take 30 seconds to leave me a review. I know you're a busy mama. You're overwhelmed, in fact, but 30 seconds of your day make such an impact. I'll be blessed by your words. They'll definitely make my day. And who knows, you might be entered for this month's giveaway. In Apple Podcasts, scroll down to write a review. Thanks so much for your time. I'm so grateful for you.